USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A state of emergency across five southeast states as the powerful and deadly storm Hurricane Dorian makes its way toward the U.S. Mandatory evacuations in parts of Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. The latest now from Edward Rappaport with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
The center will move roughly parallel to the coast, about 50 miles offshore, and if it does so, then tropical storm conditions will move all the way up the southeastern coast.
Hurricane Dorian hitting the Bahamas is a Cat 5, at least five people losing their lives there, one person, an eight-year-old boy, drowning in rising water. In other news, in Southern California, the recovery effort still underway in the water near Santa Cruz Island, where there's been a deadly boat fire, five crew members escaping, but more than 30 passengers did not. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News. States in the path of Hurricane Dorian continuing to prepare. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster is speaking about Hurricane Dorian as it makes its way closer and closer towards his state.
The latest forecast still has South Carolina in the path of a very destructive and deadly storm. If you are in one of the evacuation zones in the counties along the coast, then the time to leave is now.
McMaster is urging anyone within one of the eight counties in the evacuation zone along the coast to leave. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I would not take any chances with this one.
And Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp holding a news conference telling people who live in coastal areas.
It also threatens to bring a very dangerous storm surge of 3 to 6 feet.
There are mandatory evacuations in six Georgia coastal counties. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
At least eight bodies have been recovered from a boat fire in the waters off Southern California. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
A 75-foot commercial diving boat caught fire early Monday morning near Santa Cruz Island, California, trapping most of the victims below deck in their sleeping quarters. Board member Jennifer Homendy of the National Transportation Safety Board is calling on the public for help.
If you have videos or photos, you know, of the vessel or, you know, anything, any information you think is pertinent for us to know, to make sure that you submit that to us. We have received in past investigations great information and a lot of photos and videos that have really helped our investigators in the process.
An American tennis pro fined for making a shooting gesture during a U.S. Open match. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
American Mike Bryan will have to pay the $10,000 fine for using his racket to make the shooting gesture at tennis officials at the U.S. Open, as it happened during the match involving he and his brother, Bob Bryan, who were playing Roberto Carvalho's Vena and Federico Delbonis. Mike had turned his racket so the handle was pointed to resemble a gun barrel, and he aimed it towards the chair umpire before panning back to the line judge. The fine was imposed after officials determined it was unsportsmanlike conduct. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.